WNBA star Brittany Griner pleaded guilty to drug charges yesterday in Russia. She said she didn't mean to break the law, but admitted she brought cannabis into the country. Griner said she was packing in a hurry. The U.S. says Griner is wrongfully detained, a charge the Kremlin denies. Griner's coach at the Phoenix Mercury, Vanessa Nygaard, has said, quote, "If this were LeBron, he'd be home." To talk about this, we have Terry Jackson with us, executive director of the union representing WNBA players. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Celeste.
There were complaints early on that not enough attention was being paid to Brittany's case. That doesn't seem to be the truth anymore. Now we're hearing a lot more about her case. We're getting more information than we had for quite a long time. How are members of your Players Association reacting to what they're learning and seeing about Brittany and what's happening with her?
As you can imagine, because BG is one of our own, this is hard for them. This is an emotional weight for them because they are feeling for her. You know, I've been in this job since 2016, and as I look back, it seems like every year there has been something that my members, the union members, have looked to champion, some cause that they have advocated for. They just step up every time. And that's admirable, and I think people just cheer for them on the court and off the court. But what they don't recognize is that this is work, and it's a lot of work, and it's emotional, and it's just a lot of pressure. When we see glimpses of her, when there's video of her going back and forth to court, that kind of warms our hearts a little bit to see her. But even then, that also is a little bit heart-wrenching, too, because that's not the way we should be seeing her. I pray that she gets home, you know, today, tomorrow, but not sure that's the way this is looking or trending. So Sunday, when she should be, you know, and the 8-time All-Star taking the court, that's day 143. I just want folks to just think about that, to process that, and to lift these players up, to keep talking about Brittany Griner every day. If they haven't signed the petition, please go to wearebg.org, sign the petition, share the petition, because that type of activism and participation in this cause, in this crusade to get BG, Paul Whelan, and others home, like, it matters.
Now, Coach Nygaard also said this about Brittany's incarceration. Quote, "It's a statement about the value of women. It's a statement about the value of a black person. It's a statement about the value of a gay person. We know it. And so that's what hurts a little more." What do you make of that comment?
I feel Coach's emotion and her pain and her frustration. And I do believe that this is a moment that if we truly want to honor Brittany Griner, if we truly want to do right by the women of our union, of the WNBA, then we have to talk about women's sports, how we invest in them, the opportunities that they have or don't have. We have to address the pay inequity. I say all the time that this is an opportunity for corporate partners to really stand up, stand with us, align with who these women are on and off the court. They are black, they are brown, they are women, they are working parents, they are members of the LGBT community, they are allies of that community. These are our superpowers, and these are incredible, amazing opportunities for corporate partners, for brands to step up and align with us and to make an impact. Because that's what Coach is talking about, right? Like, there's not the same kind of attention. There's not the same kind. It didn't feel that way. It didn't feel like there was that kind of attention. It didn't feel like it was that kind of priority. And you kind of question, like, what is this about? It would feel different and look different, perhaps, if it was another athlete, an athlete from a men's sport. I totally understand what Coach is saying, but I think this gives us opportunity to do right by BG and by women, you know, athletes everywhere, to do better, to do right by them and to do better by them.
The last time that you spoke with NPR, you criticized the Biden administration because they hadn't met with Griner's wife, Sherelle. The president has since called Sherelle and sent Brittany a letter. It was passed to her in a Moscow courtroom yesterday. What more do you ask of the Biden administration? Do you feel they're doing enough?
In that last conversation, you're right. I had such frustration with that, because what I felt very deeply in my heart was that Sherelle Greiner, the families of other detained Americans all over the world deserve that kind of attention and deserve that conversation by our elected officials. BG wrote a letter to the president. An incredible, powerful network of Black women leaders wrote a very powerful letter to the president and to the vice president to get their attention, to let them know that there are folks that are paying attention to this, and again, to call for that meeting. And then President Biden and Vice President Harris called Sherelle, and she had that conversation, and she got the assurances that she needed to hear, that we needed to hear, that BG, that Paul Whelan and others were the highest priority. And you know what? I couldn't be happier to know that our commander-in-chief was, you know, had made that effort, sent a message to all of us, was paying attention and was responding. Now it's up to us to stand with this president and let him know that we support everything that he will do to get them home.
The next hearing in the case is scheduled for Thursday. Terry Jackson is executive director of the WNBA Players Union. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.